Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale with John Olberg, director of Sune Best Man, screening here in Generation.
So first of all, how does it feel to be back here in Berlin with a success? Because with Sune versus Sune, you were just presenting it and now it's big hit. And so it's a different comeback, I guess. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. It feels fantastic. I didn't expect it, obviously, but I'm really glad. And I heard that the audience liked it. So feels good.
How did it all start for you? How did you end up directing it, and why did you decide that it was about time to follow Sune's new adventures?
With the first film, Sune vs. Sune, I got the question from the producer, and I'm familiar with the character. It's based on a book, Sune, so I have read it. My younger brothers read it when they were kids, so I was familiar with it, and I liked the family, and I liked the setup, and it's a good setup to make, you know, kind of any story, actually.
So did it start did you think, okay, I'm going to make a story that everybody in Sweden know, and then what happens, and now has it changed since with the second one you knew that it could work outside of, you know, the world that everybody knows?
Actually, I didn't think that much about the Sune world. I just, with this film, tried to find a problem that Sune could deal with, and in this case it was about making a choice, which can be really hard. I have kids in the exact same age that Sune and Håkan is in, so I constantly see the how they deal with, you know, make up their minds and trying to navigate to find their inner voice and to do the right thing. So it's just ended up being this, and I had quite little time to write the script. I started to write it when the last film premiered, so I just digged into it, and the only one thing I knew was that I wanted it to be a bit more of an, you know, have this kind of action elements in it, and this kind of, you know, chase and road movie thing.
Is the book that refreshing and funny? Because I was surprised. I laughed a lot, but I really could relate, and I think it was a very good universal story, even if I knew nothing about Sune, the books, and...
Yeah, but this is not based on a book, it's just based on the characters, so I tried to come up with an idea that was something that I myself wanted to see, both in the age I am in now, but also that I thought that my kids would like to see.
But even, you know, the adults in there are not always adults in a way, you know, they're
kind of childish, yeah, make stupid decisions all the time. But I tried also even though they make stupid decisions and strange decisions, I tried to having them coming out of, you know, something that they that you can relate to, and you can understand that they do the way they do, because it's, you know, something that they do for either themselves or for their family. So
how did you find your actors? Before starting the interview, you were telling me that all your actors tend to think maybe in a more adult way than they look. I mean, that was my feeling when I met them. They were very aware of what they were doing, and they knew a lot their characters. They appreciated some characteristics of their character. They could tell the difference. They were very into their work.
Yeah, I auditioned very many kids, like several hundred kids, and I was of course looking for the character and the energy, but also I was looking for someone who could deal with text, to memorize text, which is like a technical thing, but I think it's important since you have so little time when you're shooting it, so that had to be there, and also that had the, you know, the understanding of what it was about, to in their mind and in their heart understanding what the problem was and how they deal with it. So it ended up being, I think both Elis and Baxter and the girls as well are like in a way a bit older than they actually are in the way they behave and the way they think. They're really, really, really smart young individuals.
So you know what they say, that the most difficult thing in cinema is to direct kids or animals, or do you agree with that?
No, not at all. I mean, animals, yeah, that could be hard since you can't direct them. But kids, I mean, no, many times they are much more into it. They dive into it. And also they are, as I said, they take it really seriously and have so fresh impulses. But also, you know, the stamina, they can even though you can't because you're not allowed, but they can, you know, work long hours because they have a lot of fun doing it.
Thank you so much, John. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll be talking to John Olberg, director of Sune, Best Man, screening at the 70th Berlinale in Generation. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.